When was the last time you had a really significant meal? Something, you know, there was just way too much food and you had, you know, more than you knew was required. And how did you feel after that meal? Bloated, kind of a bit overwhelmed. You know, we say that sometimes I went into a food coma. You know, it was just so much food that all I wanted to do was to have a little lie down. But in contrast, if you're hungry, you're much more alert, you're much more attuned, you know, all of your senses are awakened. Every aroma, particularly, you know, the smell of coffee brewing or bread baking. And that sense that when we do fast, when we do awaken our senses, we're so much more attuned to the possibilities. We're so much more aware of what is around us. And this 40-day season that we're embarking on, and note, it should be the Sunday in Lent, not the Sunday of Lent, because the Sundays are the extra 6 days that we have during the 46-day period from Ash Wednesday through to Easter Sunday. So the Sundays are days when you can lighten things a little bit and you don't have to be quite so strict on the penances that you might impose on the other days. But during these days, we're invited, like Jesus, to get rid of those things that can weigh us down, those things that can just befuddle us, things that prevent us from experiencing that full outpouring of God's love and life. And for us, it's really crucial that we allow ourselves and awaken ourselves to all of those realities, all of those possibilities. So there's 40 days. I mean, it's a rich symbol within Israel's history of going off into the wilderness for that period, of being cleansed, of being renewed, of being refreshed. But also the fact that the Satan offers these three temptations to Jesus. And the number three is also really significant in the history of Israel. When you think back to the book of Genesis, when Abraham was tested in Genesis 22, we're told that Abraham and Isaac journey into the wilderness for 3 days before then they face that experience of Abraham being asked that unthinkable question, sacrifice your son, your only son, the son that you love. In the book of Exodus, we're told that Moses wanted the people to be freed from the slavery that they were experiencing, all of the burdens of the work, to go off, we're told, for a three-day journey into the wilderness to be able to offer sacrifice and worship to the Lord. And yet when Israel is eventually freed from the slavery, when the Lord frees them with the mighty hand and outstretched arm, what happens after they were freed and they walk through the waters of the Sea of Reeds and they go into the wilderness on a journey of 3 days, what happens? They run out of water. And so rather than offering worship to God, they begin to grumble and complain that there's no water, there's no food in this wilderness place. And so those experiences are clearly there, you know, being continually reminded. Gideon, in the book of Judges, wanted to test the Lord 3 times to say, is it really you who's asking me to do these things? You know, prove it by fulfilling these 3 signs. Or the prophet Jonah was in the belly of the whale, or the belly of the fish, for those 3 days and 3 nights. So 3 is this significant number of being invited to trust the Lord. So what do we learn when we ponder what Jesus does in this period of testing and temptation in the wilderness? Well, first, he's expecting it. He knows that this is what is gonna happen. And so it's not somebody that comes, catches him off guard. He's not caught by surprise in this. He knows that this is the reality of what's going to happen. And so he's prepared. He's been praying, he's been meditating, and he's immersed himself above all in the Word of God, above all in the Scriptures. You know, if we want to grow as Christians, there's no better way to do it than to read continually the Word of God, to allow God's Word, God's message of love and life to be infused within us. Whether that's just a passage from the Gospels that we might read in the morning and allow it to be there to guide us during the day, and of course the lectionary of the church and our Lenten program is one way of doing that, of offering us a little bite-sized piece of the Scriptures to meditate upon and to allow those words to shape us and to form us. The first temptation is a temptation about food. Just as Eve and Adam in the garden were first tempted with food, so also Jesus is tempted. You turn these stones into bread. And what does Jesus reply? No, we do not live on bread alone. Bread is essential. Bread is helpful. We need bread. We need food to be able to be nourished and provide that life. But we don't live just on bread alone. We need the Word of God. We need to be nourished by the love of God. We need to receive that life and that goodness. And then he's taken up onto the parapet of the temple, the very high part of the temple. You know, throw yourself off. Be a superhero. Prove how much you rely on God. You know, prove yourself in the eyes of all of the world. They will be able to see that you are the Lord. You know, how often are we tempted in perhaps not exactly that way, but that sense of, oh, look how important I am. Look how central and significant I am. And Jesus says, no, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. And so again, he's being called into this life of goodness and the life of God. And then there's the temptation to power and prestige and wealth and significance. I mean, how much does the marketing companies of the world know how vulnerable we feel and how much we need that message of reassurance that yes, we matter, yes, we're significant. And indeed, we do matter, and yes, indeed, we are significant. But it's not because I have a certain model of phone or I drive a certain car or I live in a certain place. It's about my significance and my reality before God. And it's being reminded constantly again by praying and reading the Word of God, by allowing God's words to form and shape me, that we begin to experience and know the wonder of what God is doing to us. And so today, Jesus is instructing us. Jesus is providing us this concrete example of how to live our life well, how to be caught up during these days of tempting and temptation. We're invited to grow in virtue. We're invited to live the reality of God's word and God's life every moment of this 40-day period, to allow God to teach us and instruct us, allow the Lord to slowly shape us and form us. You know, the point of Lent is that we'll be different on Easter Sunday than we were on Ash Wednesday, that there will be this slow working of the Lord, of his grace, of his goodness over us, so that we can slowly be changed and transformed to become more like him, to become more caught up in his love, so that when people see me, they say, hey, there's something different about him. You know, the reality that evangelization and the sharing of God's life and love is because people see something different in us. People see that there's some way that you hold yourself. There's this non-anxious presence. There's this ability to stand grounded in the truth of who you are because of God's love, because God has loved us into life and we're able to share that with those around us. So let's indeed allow the Lord to shape us, to tutor us, to instruct us as his disciples during this holy season so that we can grow more in the Word of God. We can allow the truth of God's life and love to shape me, to form me, and allow me then to respond to his goodness and to his grace during these days.